This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. From Tampa to Charlotte, this week we shift our focus to the Democratic National Convention as President Obama's bid for re-election gets a little help from his friends in Massachusetts.
Tonight, Governor Deval Patrick is set to deliver a primetime convention speech. And this morning, he and Democratic Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren addressed the Massachusetts delegation at a special breakfast. WBUR's political reporter Fred Tice was there and joins us now from Charlotte. Hi there, Fred.
Hi, Meghna.
So what was the message that Governor Patrick had to deliver to the Massachusetts delegation this morning?
Well, it was mainly about Mitt Romney, right? And he has, until now, really pulled his punches with regard to Mitt Romney. He's limited himself largely to touting the universal health care plan that we have in Massachusetts, which is the basis for the national health care plan passed under President Obama, kind of needling Romney, obviously, who's been trying to run away from the Massachusetts health care law. But that all changed this morning. Listen to what he had to say about Romney.
I describe him as an opportunist because he will say whatever he has to say to appeal to whatever audience he's in front of.
So, Fred, that was Governor Patrick this morning. How does he plan to evolve or not that message for his speech tonight?
I understand that what he intends to do first is to defend President Obama's program and to bring some personal stories, as he is wont to do, his own personal story, but related to average Americans, and defend different parts of the president's program, and then flip to deconstructing Romney's record in Massachusetts, essentially talking about the things that Romney did in various aspects of public policy, and then contrasting that with what Patrick has done since he has been in office.
So Governor Deval Patrick was one of the people speaking to the Massachusetts delegation this morning. Democratic Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren also did. She is obviously in the middle of a very heated race with Senator Scott Brown. Now, as people recall, Senator Brown didn't actually spend all that much time at the Republican National Convention this week. So what does the fact that Elizabeth Warren is in Charlotte for the Democratic Convention already on day one say about the nature of the race here in Massachusetts?
Well, it's such an important race. It's a marquee race for the Democrats, and she is being given a prime time slot right before President Clinton tomorrow night. She is definitely the leading star from Massachusetts here at this convention. And the delegates from Massachusetts and Democrats all over the country are watching this race very, very carefully because they see it as key to keeping Democratic control of the Senate.
Fred, I also understand that Elizabeth Warren received a standing ovation from those Massachusetts delegates this morning.
She did, both when she came in and when she left. Her remarks were brief, it was just so clear that people were very, very enthusiastic about Elizabeth Warren.
Anyone else of note speaking to the delegation today?
Well, yeah, there was presidential pollster, the pollster for President Obama, who talked about the fact that from his research, basically everything is split down the middle, right? Romney, Obama, and the only people who are up for grabs are this small slice of voters who are the true independents. And he's quite encouraged because he said that among those people, the real independents, President Obama is leading by 5%. And then he talked about the nine states where the election is in play. And one of those states is North Carolina, but another one is New Hampshire. And he exhorted the delegates from New Hampshire, from Massachusetts, to go on up to New Hampshire to campaign and to tell their personal stories. And the reason he wanted them to do that is he said New Hampshire has the largest group of true independent voters. They are not swayed by partisan appeals, he said, but they are swayed by very practical personal stories about how President Obama's policies have affected the personal lives of the people who would go up there from Massachusetts and try to win over those voters.
Mm. Fred Tice is the political reporter for WBUR. He joins us live today from the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. Fred, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks, Meghna.